just want to be Messiah with one, what I think is a shtickle, a ha'ar nifla, as it relates to tefillah, as it relates to this sugya of tefillah de'iraisa, tefillah de'rabbanon, and it's me'inyan le'inyan ba'oise inyan, to what we spoke about last night. And that is, I saw in the Sefer, Rapduni b'tapuchim. This is from Rav Shloimeh Arieli Shlita. So he asks Akasha from a Gemara Masechta Shabbos Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph to a Zohar HaKadosh in Parshas Vayikra. So the Gemara Masechta Shabbos Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, and we mentioned the Gemara briefly a moment ago. The Gemara over there is commenting on a Mishnah. The Mishnah said on Daf Tesam Beis, Mafsikin Likreis Kriyishma, Ve'im Mafsikin Litfila. A person has to be Mafsik different Zachin to Kriyishma, but you don't have to be Mafsik Litfila. And the Gemara, this brings a Braisa, and relates this inyan to Torah. Chaverim shall yoiskin the Torah. You had a chabura of people that were sitting and learning Torah. Mafsikin le kriyishma, right? Rabbi Seinu, he gives man kriyishma shalach shel shachris. So there's an inyan of mafsikin le kriyishma. Oh, but they ain't mafsikin le tefillah. You don't have to stop learning for tefillah. Rabbi Yoichin said this is not true for everybody. Lo yishanu el kugoyim Rabbi Shimon ben Yoichai vechaverim. This is only true for Rabbi Shimon ben Yoichai and his chaverim. She toirasanum nasan. Who were Teirasan Umnasan, Aval Kagoyin Anu, people like us, that we're not Teirasan Umnasan, Mafsik in the Kriyashma Vitvila, we would have to be Mafsik not only for Kriyashma, we would have to be Mafsik Vitvila as well. Incidentally, it's always Kedai Tachasa this. Rabbi Yochanan wasn't Teirasan Umnasan, Kagoyin Anu She'ein Teirasan Umnasan, so the Chassam Sofer in his Kedusha Masech the Shabbos says that he asked this Kash and Shir, and one of the Bacharim, he mentions his name, I don't remember it, Zachal Atoy, but one of the Bacharim said that maybe Rabbi Yochanan said this after he had left Yeshiva together with Ilfa, before he went back to become a Rosh Hashiva. And during that Kufa, he wasn't yet Teirasa Yom Nasai, and the Chassam Sofer says, Divrei Pichachim Chen, he mamish was Meshabech the Teretz. But I'll go upon him. So Rabbi Yochanan said, this halach is only true for Rabbi Shimon Be'echai V'chaveir, if they were Teirasa Yom Nasai. As opposed to Rabbi Yochanan said, going on, no, we're not Teirasa Yom Nasai, it's going to be different. But this is a Gemara, where the Gemara, it's Mavur, that Rabbi Shimon Be'echai V'chaveir, they didn't daven. They were parted from Tefillah. They were mafsik in the Kriyishma. But for tefillah, that they didn't have to be mafsik. So Shlomo Arieli asked the kasha from a Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar is in Parshas Vayikra. The Zohar says, Rabbi Loza and Rabbi Abba have a yasfi. Rabbi Loza and Rabbi Abba, they were sitting together. Omer Rabbi Loza. So Rabbi Loza, this is Rabbi Loza and Rabbi Shimon. Chamino la'abba b'yoymi de Rosh Hashanah v'yom Kippurim. I watched, I observed my father, Rabbi Shimon Vayichai. This was during the Tzaitin for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Do'i boi l'mishmat sloysim yikol barnash. He would not want to hear the tefillahs of Rosh Hashanah from any person. Unless Rav Shimon Vayichai had the chance to sit with the Baal Tefillah for 3 days to make him rain. And Agoy is here on the Zohar HaKadosh. So they bring from the Ramak that the Ramak said that he meant he wanted to work with him binyanei tshuva and just to be a proper Baal Tefillah. The Rav Shimon have a Amar Hachi. Because Rav Shimon used to say the following. B'tzloysa d'hai barnash d'anome d'akino. Through the tefillah of a person that I had the chance to sit with, and I had the ability to be metayer, iskaparam. The whole world can get a kapara. V'kolsh came b'tkiya d'shoifer. Rabbi Loza said this was kalvachomrichun when it came to tkiya shoifer. D'loi mekabel tkiya asa d'barnash. He wouldn't be mekabel tkiya shoifer from the barnash. D'lav iu chochem lemiska b'roza d'tkiya. Unless this baltekeya knew how to blow shoifer b'roza d'tkiya. Whatever that is. But the bottom line is, it's a Zohar HaKadosh that Rav Shimon Vayichai used to daven on Rosh Hashanah. So Rav Shlomo Arieli asked, that I understand, he had a Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, that Rav Shimon Vayichai didn't daven. Mafsikin l'kriyishma, v'im mafsikin l'tfilah. Kugoyin Rav Shimon Vayichai v'chaveirav. And he had a mafurish in Zohar HaKadosh that Rav Shimon Vayichai used to be mafsik l'tfilah. L'chari, how do you understand it? Rav Shlomo Arieli added a beautiful knetch. He brings that in the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yoina, Echad Min HaRishonim, HaMasechtes Brachos, Piyodua. So the Talmid Rabbeinu Yoina, it corresponds to Brachos Tavches. So over there, he brings this Gemara about Rav Shimon Vayichai v'chaveirav. And his Loshen is, K'moy Shem Otzinu, Rav Shimon Vayichai, Lo Yehoya Mispalel Ela, Mishana L'shana. He used to daven once a year. He used to daven Mishana L'shana. So says Rav Shimon Arieli, first of all, there's a Chiddush from Talmid Rabbeinu Yoina. Where he got this from? Oh, but could be got it from the Zohar. And forget, this was the once a year that he used to daven. This tkufa, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. That's when he used to daven. But other than that, he didn't daven. Oh, but hagufa tzarich bir. Why was he davening davka Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? The halach of Eimav Sikil Tefillah doesn't say Read the fine print. Once a year, you have to be mafsik. Of course not. If you don't have to be mafsik, you don't have to be mafsik. So, vos epis shnoshoni yom kippur, maishno, why would this be different? But I think the teretz is poshet, based on what we spoke about last night, and based on what we've spoken about, the meshach hashonim, and that is, the Ramban is chaylik with the Rambam. The Ramban holds that there's no mitzvah saseh to daven. Oh, but the emes is the Ramban's apella. Because there's mefurish gemaras, there's mefurish brises that say there's a mitzvah of tefillah. Just to mention one, tainus daf beis amar aleph, detanya lahavas Hashem elokeichem ulaavde b'chol levavchem. Izoi avoydesh yibalev. Have you emes of tefillah? And the Rambam brings all these. We read the Lashon HaRambam before in the Sefer HaMitzvahs and in the Yad, where he brings all these psukim as sources to his shita that really tefillah is deraisa. So how could the Ramban say that tefillah is the rabbanon? L'chayr it's mefurish that tefillah is deraisa. The Ramban himself asks this kasha in his Asagis, and the Ramban says two terutzim. One teretz Ramban says is that it's true. There's many, many drushes. Maybe all these drushes are asmachtos ba'amal. Okay? If it's an asmachta, it's an asmachta. And a chanami, they're drushes, and they certainly feel like they're real drushes, but it's not muchach that they're real drushes. All it is an asmachta ba'alma. But then says the Ramban, but maybe you could say a different teretz. Oy loymar. Maybe what all those psukim are saying is that midday raisa is a chiyuv tadavin. However, that chiyuv tadavin midday raisa is that if a person finds himself in an eis tzara, interesting. That you should daven to the Eibishter in an Eis Tzara. That if a person finds himself in an Eis Tzara, he should understand his lev and his inayim should get the fact that really the only person that can get him out of this Eis Tzara is the Eibishter. Literally, like Avodim Yad Adonim. This is El Kenyan Shakosov. In Parshas Baal Loischa, he said, etc. So says the Ramban, it could be that all those psukim that say that there's a mitzvah for a person to daven, all those psukim are talking about davening in an eis tzara. Because in an eis tzara, the tak is a mitzvah, so I say they rise to daven. When it's not an eis tzara, then there's no mitzvah saseh. But when it's an eis tzara over there, it's going to be a mitzvah saseh. We once mentioned a beautiful ha'ara from Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Sofer, where Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Sofer said that, actually, first, Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Sofer says that the pasuk says in Parshas Va'aschanon, ki mi goy gadol, ashne lo yelikim kroivim elav, Kashem aleikenu b'chol kareinu elav. Now we all know the pasuk that one of the things that bring out the chashivus and the godliness of Klal Yisrael is ki mi goy gadol. That what? Asheloi b'tavav aleikim kreivim elav. Kashem aleikenu b'chol kareinu elav. If you look in the Targum Unkelus says like this: Are mon amirav delay elokok karevle the kabbalat sloisei. Who is a nation that the Eibush is so close to them? To be mekabel the tefillah, be idon akse in his man of tzara, kashem eloikana bechol idon danachna matzlin kodamoi. If you look in the Targum Yoinesen says as follows, a little bit more barichas, I'll just pick up the last piece. Bram memra da Hashem, Yosef al kursei rom, umenatal vishamat sloisona bechol idon danan metzalion kameva ovid ba'usan. So Unkelus and Targum Yoinesen, each one in their own sprach of Aramish, are being mefarish this pasuk. But if you look closely and carefully, they're not saying the same thing. Targum Unkel is said, Kashem alakana, mi arei mon amrav dilei alakot karevle, likabolot sloisei beidon akse. That the Eibush that answers our tefillah when we're in an eis tzara. Targum Yoinesen doesn't say the word akse. Bram memro da Hashem Yosef al kursei ramu menatol v'shamat sloyson b'chol idon danan matzalayin kameh v'ovid v'usan. There seems to be a discrepancy here. In Pashat being mefarish the pasuk, this school of asher lo yelikim kreivim elav kashem elikim b'chol kareinu elav, is it nafka b'chol eis tzor v'tzuka, or is it mi mamish b'chol eis? So said Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Sofer that maybe The machloikis is, the machloikis Rambam and Ramban. If you hold tefillah, the raisa means b'choleis. So we're talking about the tefillah of the Torah. The tefillah of the Torah is b'chol kareinu eilav. It's always like Targumot Yonason. But if the tefillah of the Torah is davka b'choleis sorev et sukkah, so that's why Uncle has added these words, be'idan akse, because it's only then that you have tefillah, the raisa, like the Ramban. And he's mefalful kadarka b'kodesh. But either way, in that shtickle, this part we did speak out once, says Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Sofer, I think he can answer a Tosfos kasha. He says, I think you can answer Akasha that the Bali Tosfos says. The Gemara says in Shabbos Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, the Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, the Chaver, they were not mafsik for tefillah, right? They were never mafsik for tefillah. Mafsik le Kriya Shema, they mafsik le tefillah. The Rishonim learn halacha lemaisa, they were not mafsik for tefillah. So, Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Sof, very Tosfos, the Gemara says in Masechtes Shabbos Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, when Rav Shimon Bar Yochai and his son Rabbi Luza, they were in the Ma'ara and they were hiding. So the pasuk says they would sit in quicksand, they would take their clothing off because they didn't want the clothing to go bad. When it came time to daven, lovish, umachsi, they would put on the clothing, umatsli, they would daven, and that's how they were able to daven without there being issues of liboy roya so'er. Freita is sakasha, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is davening. I thought Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai wasn't masuk l'tvila. So Tos says a big doichot. Tos says, ahum matsli hainu krishma. You have to say, when the Gemara says they were matzah, it doesn't mean they said Shema Nasre. They didn't daven. It was Kriyishma. And mafsikin le Kriyishma. And that's why it means Kriyishma. Zok Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Sofer. Aber lefi hanal, lefi the Ramban. That holds. That tefillah is a mitzvah the Rabban. But be'es tzor of etzuka, then it's a mitzvah they raisa. Yeish loimar ba'ifin nifla. Rav Shimba Yechai v'chaveru, they were mafsik for Kriyishma, not for tefillah. Why? Because Kriyishma is the raisa, and tefillah is only the Rabbanon. That's tefillah on a regular day. But when a Yid finds himself in an Eish Sar, Zok the Ramban, that's what all the Rambam's Mekoyris mean, then Avada there's going to be a mitzvah day Raisa. Where Rav Shimon Bar Yochai v'chaver were hiding, when they were in the Ma'ara, at that point, it was an Eish Sar. Their lives were literally at risk. That's why they were in the Ma'ara for all these years. It wasn't as boy to this, they were pushing hiding to save their lives. So if they were in a matzah of Eish Sar, it comes out for them, tefillah was a day Raisa. If for them, tefillah was a day Raisa, Zok the Yaakov Chaim Sofer is the Eish Shleimer. That's why they had to be mastered for tefillah also. Mamish nifla. But I'll go upon him. And it's so obvious, based on the raid we spoke about last night, that Yesh Loimah, that's why Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was davening a Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur as well. Because we mentioned yesterday from the Reshiva of Yeruchim Shlita, B'Shem De Imre David, and all the Marim Mekoymas, that Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, where it's Sifrei Chaim and Sifrei Meisim Psuchim, like Yisrael Salanter says, a person finds himself in a sakana gedoyla. It's ein locha eis sara gedoyla mizu. If ein locha eis sara gedoyla mizu, and that's why you can daven b'kol ram, etc., etc. Because this ein locha eis sara gedoyla mizu. So if that's the case, it's poshut. The only reason they're not being masked with tefillah is because tefillah is the rabbanon. But on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, tefillah is the raisa. And being on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, tefillah is the raisa. So it's for that reason, on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, there already it's going to be different. And that's why maybe Rav Shimon Bar Yochai in Zoyer, in Parshas Vayikra, he has his whole cheshbin of what kind of a bal tefillah he's looking for when it comes to Rosh Hashanah. Frank Rav Shloim Arieli, why are you looking for a bal tefillah in Rosh Hashanah? Ain't maf sneaking the tefillah. The teretz is, vaisais over here, it's going to be different. So I'll tell you one hoisof Rav Shloim Arieli said, and we're going to end with this. So in that shtickle, where he brings the Zoyer HaKadosh, and he shtows the suit to the Tamid Rabbeinu Yoina in Brachas Navches, that once a year, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai used to daven, this may be what it means. It means this zman, it's not one tefillah it sounds like, but this man, Barshonim and Kippur, Mimamakim Kresicha Hashem, during this tkufa, he used to daven. So he says that we all know the Gemara Masechtes Brachos, Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis. It goes deep into Daf Chav Ches. But the Gemara tells the story about Rabbi Gamliel was the Nasi, and because of a Maisa Shahaya Kachoy with Rabbi Yeshua, it was determined that Rabbi Gamliel is no longer fit to be the Nasi. And he's removed from his position, and then the question is, who's going to be the next Nasi? And it was decided that the next Nasi was going to be Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, but then it wasn't so nice either. 3 weeks, 1 week, Boi Bayoim, the theme of some of the last stuff in here, Masechta Soita, Masechta Idias, Teicha Kebara, in the Srabas Afsolin, etc., etc., etc. Rabbi Yaakov Emden, in one of his drushes, says, and he has rayas, that Maisa took place on Rosh Hashanah. It's a chiddush. But Rabbi Yaakov Emden says that Maisa took place on Rosh Hashanah. One of his rayas are that the Gemara tells the story over there where they finally decide Rabbi Gamliel has to be removed. So they told Rabbi Gamliel, Ishtaki, last year, you were Mitzayir already, Rabbi Yeshua, and now you're being Mitzayir again, and the Ishtaki, the last year, was on Rosh Hashanah. So Rabbi Akiva Emden said, it's mashma a little bit that it happened mamash on the same day, boy b'yoyim Ishtak, boy b'yoyim, pun intended, that it happened literally then, and Rabbi Akiva Emden says a pilpul in a drasha, but this is from the Gerus HaKadmonim, that this whole story happened on Rosh Hashanah. So says Rabbi Shlomo Arieli, a dover nifla. He says, if that's the case, how did the whole story start? Remember the story? How did it start? There was a Talmud that came to Rabbi Yeshua and he asked him, Tfilas Arvis, is Rishus or it's Chayva? It sounds like there was a Talmud that wanted to daven. And he wasn't sure, is there a Chiv to daven now or is it only a Rishus to daven now? And he told him one way and then he went to Rabbi Gamliel and then the whole nice happened. At the very, very end of the Gemara says, by the way, who was that Talmud? The rest of the story, says the Gemara, that Talmud was none other than Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. So he says, Yesh Loimar, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai didn't daven. Oh, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, Shteitin Zohar Kaddish on Rosh Hashanah, he did daven. And Talmid Rav Yehuda says that he would daven once a year, Yesh Loimar, it's referring to that Zohar Kaddish. This is the once a year he daven. So Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, now it's Rosh Hashanah, like Yaakov Emden said. And now he's going to be Mavsik L'Tfilah. But he wants to know, one second, I'm not sure I'm going to be Mavsik for Tfilah's Arvis, because it's Tfilah's Arvis, Rosh Hashanah. See, he irons out some of the details, Ayin Shom. But Al Kopanim, he says, it's Nifladik, that it's Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is the Talmud, he's the one that's asking the question, he's asking it on Rosh Hashanah because Rosh Hashanah is the one time a year that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is going to be Mafsik, Latvila. Again, that's a Gemara that is Poshet, the gift that keeps on giving, the Ein Beis Medrash, B'lai Chiddush, and we'll stop here.